This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me, roll his eyes like the Undertaker, go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige. Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. Yeah, somebody on hold says they need to talk to you, Matt Mann, specifically you.
Is it a bill collector, perhaps?
No, I don't think so.
Hang up.
They've tried to do that before, though. Tried to trick us. It's very important, and she's an anonymous mystery woman.
Ooh, that's important. And it's a mystery anonymous woman. Or not anonymous. Which one? Anonymous mystery or mystery anonymous?
Anonymous mystery woman.
Mystery woman. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Okay, I don't even know how to start this. Matt
okay.
Mann.
All right, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Matt Mann, do you remember Myrtle Beach 2018?
Myrtle Beach 2018. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me do some quick math in myself.
This is a long time ago.
I've been there. I know I haven't been there in 5 years. Why? Was that bike night week or bike week night or bike week? I think is what I'm looking for.
I don't know, but
that would have been after. I don't know. Why do you ask that?
This is already getting good.
Oh.
I honestly wasn't even sure that I should do this on the air, but I've tried reaching out before on Instagram and you never responded to my DMs. And I figured, hey, this is my only way you'd actually hear me out.
What's he talking
now,
about?
Now, listen, hold on. Did I do anything illegal or?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. What a way to start it off. All right.
It's pretty mysterious.
Yeah. Okay. I have no clue what you're talking about. No offense. I do not remember if I went to I don't know if I went to Myrtle Beach in 2018. Like, I don't.
Wow. You really don't remember. No. I guess that shouldn't surprise me. It was probably just a one night to you.
Oh, wow. You don't remember one night?
Look. This is dumb. I mean, it's not dumb, but like, I haven't done anything illegal. She said that, but like, if I can find my phone, if you tell me when you sent your DM, I don't know that I want to go. Like, you tell me when you sent the DM, and I'll go look at it. Like, when'd you send
your phone? What? Oh, you do really need to grow up. Listen, I sent this a while ago. And this isn't bad. I wouldn't do that to you or something like that on the air. But it, I'm not going to lie, it does kind of hurt, though. And it was just one night to you, I guess. And that's
wait,
it.
Wait.
Okay, right. That's what it is.
Are we talking about like a romantic night?
Oh.
Yeah. It was something, all right.
Oh, man. You dog.
Okay.
You don't even remember.
This is crazy.
Wow.
This is crazy. Like, who are you, for real?
You kept calling me Red. Do you remember now?
Matt-Man.
Red.
I don't know a Red. Like, are you going to end up being a dude? Like, this is going to be some kind of joke and your voice is going to change.
I kind of thought that, too.
You thought that, too, Paige?
You might want to put her on hold as we try to figure out what's going on here, Matt-Man.
Wow. No, really, Matt-Man, you honestly, truthfully do not remember? You called me Red on the Head.
I swear, like, maybe don't finish. I know the end of that quote. Like, I have to say this, like, on my dad's grave, like, I do not remember you or being at the beach in 2018 or, like, none of that. No offense, I promise. I just do not.
Well, offense is taken. And that's really funny because you sure did remember that night. Maybe you'd remember if I mentioned the tattoo.
Oh, damn, a tattoo.
What tattoo? What are you talking about?
Matt-Man, you...
Hey, which one are you talking about? I got a bunch.
No, you don't even remember tracing that little heart on my thigh and saying, oh, that's cute, but you should get one that says Matt-Man was here.
I know. What?
You
no,
have to remember
I would
that.
Never.
I will never forget those words.
I would never. I would
you
not say that.
You are cooked.
That is not.
You're in so much trouble.
I would not say that.
I can't
that.
Believe this is happening right now.
A
little hard.
This is not.
Seriously, you forgot all about it? You forgot about the hotel balcony, the Cherry Cokes and Jack Daniels, the stupid Bon Jovi karaoke.
Hang on a second.
No, I know Cherry Coke and Jack Daniels. But
I know for a fact you hate Bon Jovi.
I don't. I'd like old Jovi only, like exclusively. But this is insane. A, I'm scared of heights, so I would have not done it on a balcony. I like Jack Daniels and Cherry Coke, but you could know that from listening to the show. But I did not sing freaking Bon Jovi.
Okay. Okay, no, fine. I get it. Might have heard all I needed to hear that you truthfully did forget, and that is fine, but I didn't, and neither did Mason.
Oh, wait, who's Mason?
Like, is that the punchline? Like, Mason Dixon line? Like, am I waiting on the D's nuts?
Oh, my. Wow.
Well, I mean,
unbelievable.
Who's Mason?
That's a good question.
Oh, man.
Mason is your son, Matt-Man. Your son.
Do you want to like do this off the air? Like, do you want me to put her on hold, or like, I don't know.
Yes.
What?
I am very confused now, and I don't know. That I am the same, like, wow. I don't know that I was at Myrtle Beach in 2018.
Oh, you were there. I wasn't even going to say anything. But now, listen, Mason is old enough, and he's starting to ask questions. And he knows about you. He asks, and I tell him, and I just thought that you should know, too.
And you might really want to take this off the air or call Rob once or both.
Like, this cannot... Like, this cannot be real. Like, this is not real. This is not.
Yeah.
Daddy Matt.
It's not.
I feel so stupid. I knew you'd react like this. And that is why I never asked for anything. But if you want proof, I still have that Carhartt shirt that you let me wear. Do you remember that?
What? You kept the shirt? She kept the shirt?
Matt-Man.
There is no... This is...
That's pretty specific, dude.
This is not even... Like, I don't...
Yeah, I will send you pictures if you want proof, and you will see Mason even has your eyes.
Oh, my God. You have a son? What the hell?
And I swear, he does that growl thing when he laughs just like you.
I don't growl when I laugh, do I? I mean, do it. Like, say something funny.
Gosh. Dude.
I don't. I do not. Like,
oh, daddy, man.
Like, for real. Come on. What is, like, what is this? Like, who is this? Like, what is this?
It's your baby mama, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, if you really want to know, Matt Man, it's called payback, jackass.
From who? Who? You? Them? Y'all? Bastards.
You were about, look.
Oh my God.
You were about to start crying for real.
No, I wasn't about to cry.
If you found out you had a son.
I was about to cry.
You're going to tear up a little bit, Daddy Matt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going back and forth in my chair like I'm in front of the Cracker Barrel right now, but like.
That's what they call it.
I almost lost it. Oh, I couldn't even say Bon Jovi. I was going to just break and laugh.
Oh, Bon Jovi wasn't a good. Y'all are the freaking worst. Like, you don't even. Like, I want you. Paige poked me in the butt earlier. Fat boy, come here and feel my heart in my chest. Like,
so dude, worth it.
Like, you, the pitter patter.
You had it coming, and after the heinous joke that you played on Paige for April Fool's.
Happy April 3rd, you stupid bitch.
She wanted to get you back, and, you know, I volunteered to help too, so. You know, I'm not going to miss out on a good joke.
You stupid bitch.
But you were like, the way you were looking, I mean, for real. You were going.
God bless.
You were nervous.
God bless. I tell you what.
I tell you what. You thought there was a little bearded Matt Man.
I thought it was going to be like, first off, Paige, honey, you got me.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations, you got me good.
I mean, Hang on, I did too. Like,
you know what?
like, who is Mystery Chick?
She's my friend Gloria.
She hot?
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's really hot. She's from California back in the day, and we used to work at Channel 2 together.
What's her name?
I'm sorry. Gloria.
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 Dude, that was some good acting. Like, have we seen your work? Like, I'm sitting here saying, like, oh, my God. And then plus, like, you got, like, a nice little sexy laugh. Like, you know, you said she's hot?
Yeah, pretty.
All right. Well, maybe.
She's tall and blonde the way you like them.
I don't plan to be going to California, but if I do, I will call up Gloria and maybe have a go to Spago. Still a thing.
Oh, yes. Let's please do that. But Matt, may I know that I am happily married, so only if my husband can join us.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, he can. Sure, he can.
God, y'all do it out there like that. That's why the place is on fire.
She does play basketball, too. Just kidding.
Oh. Is this Cameron Brink? Damn it.
Is it?
God. Okay. Wow.
Winner, chicken.
Man, oh man.
Gloria, I wish you could have seen his face.
I just had
I wish I could have too.
I just had like Kama Sutra sex with my heart. By that I mean it started racing in a panic, but then I'm kind of going like, Paige, if that was real, you seemed like, I feel like you would have been grabbing the table, holding on. Like this, Fat Boy would have loved it, and then he sounded like he did.
I love it now. This is good.
And then you mentioned Cherry Coke. That's good, Paige. You get told her that. The Bon Jovi thing. Yeah, that was. God bless, honey. Yeah, I mean, not in a bad way. You're married, but like, that was good. You
gave her a lot of material.
But dad gum boy, I just like, my heart was like nervous, but I'm like, oh, this is, she's going to end up saying, hey, I'm really a man, or you know, do you want to see them, what, these nuts or something. But
it's one of the greatest.
God, it was good.
She wasn't
one of the girls that you were looking at the newspaper that weren't real girls. She's a real girl.
She's a real girl?
A real girl.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah, well. I vow revenge right now on you, Paige. Actually, on you too, Fat Boy, because you joined her in this.
Look at him.
I had to help her. You two are even, though.
Also, California Glory, I'm coming for you. I'm going to set your backyard on fire.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Please do. Cherry Cokes and karaoke.
Oh, man. Kudos to you. Thank you, I guess, for that.
That's what your book's
going to be. And you up early. God bless. It's 5:30 out there. Well, good job.
This was worth it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you. All right. Paige, go show me your Facebook when we hang up. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right, California glory.
Bye,
golly, bum boy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, all right.
How are you, sir?
Good, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. This is, look, I'm not going to be one of those guys. I've met you a bunch of times from various situations, and but never had the honor of interviewing you. I've had Matt on several times, and Reby as well, but...
Too much Matt. Okay.
Too much Matt. We need more Jeff.
I heard that. Okay.
I want to make a... Oh, listen to the birds. Listen to the birds. You're in Cameron right now?
Yeah, Cameron, North Carolina. And that's my motocross track, Leaps of Faith, behind me.
I've seen it on videos.
Yeah, the last 2 years, I've pretty much made our yard bigger. So it's a pretty cool front yard. Yeah. It's beautiful there, man.
The compound. I've seen all the videos. I don't want to mark out so much yet. I do want to say this, though. And I want to do this with kid gloves, but I also want to do this with a lot of respect. Like, you've been through some really tough times in your life, and... A lot of people like me and everyone in this room like followed that journey. But,
Sorry.
No. What happened? Oh,
the phone fell.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting pissed and wrapping up. No, yeah. Like, for real. You've been through a lot of tough times. It's been documented, and a lot of people followed that journey, and you're still here, though, man. You're still wrestling, still creating. You're still inspiring people all the time. And I want to say to you that – congratulations on that, because what a road. And at the end of the day, the inspiration you've done for other people or done toward other people, it's got to mean a lot to you. So I just want to say congratulations to you on that. Seriously.
Very cool. Yeah, it's so nice to be on the other side of all that dark stuff, man. I almost ended it all in 2022. So I was in a very dark place, but coming out of that and being on the other side of it, back in TNA, still teaming with my brother, man. I'm such a the gift of life I am and have. I'm so grateful each and every day. I thank God every morning and every night for another chance at existence.
You know, a mutual friend told me you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning every day.
Is that true? This week, it's normally 4, but this week it's like I've been I get my workouts in early, man. I do my cold plunge every morning.
Oh.
And it's been so beneficial for me, man. I've been doing it for almost 3 years now, and I'm not used to it. I still have to make myself get in there.
Right.
How cold?
What I like about it.
How cold are we talking? Like
a 36 is about the coldest.
Oh yeah, my God.
That mine will go, so it'll wake you up.
Like you mentioned, like the long career, some of the craziest bumps, all the TLC stuff, all that. I'll be honest with you. TNA, I've not watched so much of, but I've started more to just to be completely honest with you. But the stuff on NXT, when you guys have come in there, we can talk about that relationship with WWE and TNA. But when you hear that crowd, and we've seen so many wrestlers that we won't say a name one, but too many wrestlers who just held on a little too long, and the crowd is completely dead. When a wrestling crowd is chanting in unison, you still got it. Like that, I mean, they mean it. They don't ever sell the crowd. I mean, they would not sell it if it wasn't true. And y'all still do. It's incredible.
Yeah, New York, Madison Square Garden, man, it was so soul refilling for me to be back in the dimension of WWE and NXT for the first time. We did it three weeks in a row, and to have that warm reception there was just it was so cool to be back where it all kind of began, and then naturally for me opening up the possibilities of what may can happen in the future. So that was it was so cool, man, and TNA working with WWE is super exciting.
I feel like I heard an Easter egg there, but I don't know if I did, because I've heard you and I heard you just do it, and I heard Matt do it on a podcast or something the other day where he said where our future may go, and both of you keep saying the word may, which is next month.
Hey,
a little hint.
Yeah.
Do you wonder about that now, the end? Like, I don't want to speak into existence, but I mean, kind of getting close to the end.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is, without a doubt, our last run, and that's why it's got to be all it can possibly be, and then some. So that's why it's super exciting to watch the old TLC matches and to know that we're still out there having TLC matches from time to time. And this is a real cool story. I haven't told anybody this, but we just filmed a match that will be airing in a few weeks on TNA, and it was here at the Hardy compound, and there was three tables left over from when Matt and Bray Wyatt had their match out here, like in 2018.
Wow.
And they were in one of my shelters out here, and I just went out there to look at them, and they were all still in one piece. So I just, oh my God, I just felt like I had to go through them. And so I stacked them on top of each other, and I went through those tables, man. It was so cool that they were still all in one piece, and we were able to use them in the most recent Hardy compound fight.
I mean, and you mentioned that, like, I've watched forever. I think about, during the time when you guys were doing the freaking drone videos. With all the different characters in Wolfie, and I can't remember Matt's father-in-law's name off the top of my head now, but he was
Benjamin.
Yes, Senor Benjamin. Yeah, and it was like, y'all did that on your own in your yard. I mean, like, that was high scale. And then to have not just one, but didn't y'all wrestle the Rock and Roll Express there at one time too?
We did, in a ring in my backyard, and we had Ricky Morton up on a huge hydraulic lift.
Broken
not hard to get me down.
Hey, buddy, get me off
broken
here.
Broken son of a bitch.
Punky will not die, ever, ever.
It was, and me as the wrestling fan, just for Ricky Morton to be on a hydraulic lift in my backyard, it's just, God.
Hey, buddy, get me off here.
That's the best. Fatboy, ask the question you want to ask, because I was going to, I'll tell you this, Jeff. I was going to ask Tony Hunter this, but I was like, let's let this happen naturally on the radio.
I don't know if you remember this or not, Jeff. There was an incident a few years ago at an independent show.
Oh, not that one. I thought you were going to ask about. Well, let me ask the question before you do that one, because I know where you're going. If someone saw the name of your band, how would one pronounce your name?
Oh, Pair Rocks Wide Gin.
Dude, I was close.
You were close.
I was very close.
Nailed it.
You were close. Okay. All right. So that was that question. And then I know what you're going to ask now, and this is fun.
There was an incident at a show between Matt here in the studio and Jerry Sags. I don't know if you remember. You were there.
This is Spartanburg at Big Time Wrestling.
Yeah. Is that like a common occurrence that maybe...
He had me up against the wall by my throat because he said I went for business, went into business for myself when I was out there managing...
I think I do remember that. Yeah, it's... Yeah, it's in my memory bank.
FTR somewhere. Remembers it. Cody Rhodes remembers it, because when I was hung up on the wall by him, and this no wrestling story, like literally had me by my throat. I thought it was a rib at first until I realized he was really holding my throat tight, and I looked at Cody Rhodes, who still had black hair then, and I looked right at Jeff Hardy, and I was like, I don't know if I should ask them for help or what is going on here right now. That was wild.
Like, that's
Jeff
not
Hardy.
Something you want to intervene in, right? Like, you just kind of let it play.
Right, yeah. Matt's doing his thing. Yeah, I don't get involved at all, especially something like holding somebody a couple feet off the ground.
And he did, and I was way heavier then than I am now. I was scared crapless. I really was. I love the Nasty Boys.
Hey, wow. How's the book coming?
Man, it's a challenge, man. It was a project I thought I might be able to do, but now I'm kind of second guessing that, man, because it's a lot. So it might be the smartest thing to hire a professional to kind of help me go through these journals.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to write just a page a day, but there's so much in those journals, man. I don't know if I can do this.
Dude, that's
so
what,
I got away from it for a while. Yeah. I'm not doing it right now, but just going through that thing page by page, and it started back in 2019. I mean, it's like almost too much overload. Oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. So,
yeah.
But it's still, I'm still going to eventually get it done, but I'll probably have some help.
I think you know this already because you liked it on my Instagram a while back, but your super fan, Caleb Kennedy, our friend, you met him. As you know, he passed away, and I did not want to not interview you and not mention the name KK, Caleb Kennedy, who was your super fan, and we lost him last year, and you meant the world to him, dude.
You were great.
There's two instances where, out of the dozens of times that kid and his family met you, you went above and beyond, so...
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Man. And even when I posted my video after I heard, and just the pictures I had of him. And
yeah,
man, he was in his early 20s, right?
He was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was young.
So yeah, he made it a long way, man. I'm so glad that I got to know him a little bit.
And
I still say hello to him every now and then in my prayers, man. He's out there in the stars, and that's
Amen.
The way I believe.
Hey, what are you running on that track back there? You got a couple 110s you're running out there? What are you riding these?
I got a 2 450s. I ain't been running at all. It's mainly mountain bike cardio.
Invite us up to bring our bikes. You know, Dax Hartwood invited us up for tequila, and it never happened.
Oh.
Never happened.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if y'all mountain bikes, man, it's intense too, but it's fun cardio, man.
Well, I'll watch y'all do it. Jeff Hardy, thank you, sir. God bless you. Appreciate you. No, that was fun.
That was great. He was good, man.
That was good.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So I'm not of the... If you heard when Rob Young, the king of comics in the Upstate...
He was great.
The creator of SC Comic-Con. I told him, you know, that's not my world. But I appreciate it. And man, when you go to, when I went to that yesterday, it was like a world within another world. I'm not even joking. Like, it was like you
like go... Like a whole new world.
Oh, no. Play that one. Oh, no.
Oh, God. I'm getting headache.
Oh, no. It's putting you into a trance.
Just pretend we're at a piano bar people love to go to.
Do your namaste days.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You're namaste.
So, when you go in, several things to take away from Comic-Con. One is the universe within the universe. Like, you see people of all walks of life being, like, you know, let's say you rich girls, and then you got your Puerto Ricans, and then you've got, like... What is funny?
I don't know.
I saw a high school friend there that is Puerto Rican. I don't know what's funny about that.
I saw that gentleman, too, and he had, like, he didn't know who I was. Now, granted, I didn't introduce myself again, so... But I feel like at this point you should know.
Well,
well,
it was a friend. It was a brother of him. Nevertheless, I also saw a $250,000 Pokemon card in person.
What?
I know. I was like,
"What did you do?"
I stole it.
Was it like? How was it protected?
It was PSA, and it had the big fat rubber guard around the side. Like, I mean, it was like. Just, you know, the size, by the time all the frame and everything was around, it's like the size of a big iPhone.
But if somebody wanted to make an offer,
that's what cool. It was smart, yeah. I was just like, God, like,
security guard,
who's
right?
The person? Like, what in the world? It's crazy. But every person in there, black, white, blah, 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 it's like, go in there, let your freak flag fly. I had to say that slowly. Let your freak flag fly, because like people were, you could just tell it was like that innocence of like Halloween where people are just putting on costumes and being like their real selves and not giving a damn.
I love trying to figure out what the costumes are, and I never can.
Part of my issue was that I would, and I was telling, I went with Stephen Looper, and I was like, I would just stare at people, not like annoyingly stare, but I was trying to stare, like, are they a character, or are they always dressed like that? Like, I couldn't tell.
That's not good.
Like, are you supposed to be Beavis and Butthead, or do you just look like
one? Are you both of them?
Beavis or Butthead, which one?
You're wearing a AC/DC shirt, and you got weird eyes, and you got a pointy nose. Like, are you supposed to be Butthead? But it would just be like maybe a normal person. Or you would see people dressed as like these alternate, like there was a sexy, I say sexy, I mean a hot looking Daredevil woman. Or not Daredevil.
Deadpool?
Deadpool.
Like yes. With the blonde?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, but what you're waiting to hear about is The Brush with Greatness.
Oh, can I ask you about a costume first?
Yes.
Did you see the big rhino guy?
No, I saw the picture you sent. I don't. There needs to be an app like there is for birds and leaves and plants and stuff. You can take a picture and say, "What the hell is this?"
I can't figure out what he's from. If it was,
it
like
might be just one of the like. There's a lot of local, or maybe they're just on a traveling circuit, like comic artists. They come up with their new, you know. I did see a tick, like the character.
The tick.
Yeah.
Big blue guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like this rhino guy could have got laid a lot.
in that costume.
Well, I don't know that it was a rhino. I thought it was supposed to be like a after a nuke went off unicorn.
It might have been.
Because he had like one big horn coming out of the top of his head, but then he had like the body of the Hulk, but also like a reptile skin.
It looked like a unicorn covered in dookie.
Like, he had guar feet. Does that make sense? He had guar feet.
And to answer your question, Paige, yes, in the costume. Okay. I felt like he could have hooked up in the costume if he cut a strategic hole.
I wonder, you know, how often
or made a slit.
At Comic-Con and other cities, I don't know if they do that here, but where they hook up in hotels and stuff and it's kinky.
Oh, you're thinking of Dragon Con down in Atlanta. I mean, they did have a host hotel, so I'm sure.
Dude, they had to have done it here.
Characters do it in their costumes.
Do what here?
They had to have hooked up in the hotel.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
Like, you know, people that didn't know each other. Like, hey.
Yeah. It's really kind
of
kinky.
I mean, some of those, like, that's what we were just observing. Like, some of them were very, like, just dainty, you know, regular costumes. And someone would be, like, the rated R version of it. Like, they're wearing, like, lingerie versions of, like, Aquaman and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw a pretty good-looking Black Widow going through Facebook. I'm like, that's a pretty good costume.
Oh, really?
You can't be just any chick and pull off the Black Widow look.
Mm-mm.
Did you see one? You might have saw a different one.
No, I was going to make a dumb joke. I was just going to make a stupid, dumb joke. I'm trying to reset it now where it'd be applicable, but it won't.
Man, does that Pikachu have a hole in the back?
So,
because I'll make one.
I saw the voice of Shaggy and Scooby-Doo.
Oh, okay.
I saw the voice of
How did his voice look?
You know, what you said earlier about somebody that was doing a meet and greet with a costume, not at SC Comic Con, but some one of those Monster Cons or whatever it's called, a meet and greet with that. But I now think, like, people were waiting, and I get it, but people were waiting in line and paying to get the autograph and take a picture with the voice Shaggy.
So do you have
the voice? I'd like. He don't look like him. He's not dressed in, like, 70s attire. You know, he's not, like, I am the voice of Shaggy.
But he won't do the voice until you pay, right? Is that how that works?
Oh, so, I don't know. I walked right by him. If he went 2 years ago, he sat in the same place Kevin Eastman from
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles was at. Not near the other autograph guests. He's, like, away. So, I don't know if he's his own booth or whatever. But let me tell you, here's one thing that several people found out. Celebrities don't like to be videoed when I swear I didn't do this, but, like, you know, when, like, they're walking in the room for the first time and everybody's hooping and hollering,
yep.
Their security people will tell you first, no video. Like, they're in the room with you. Like, oh, from here to that lamp, right, is whoever. And you're like, oh, my God. That's so-and-so. So if you pulled up your phone and started,
yeah,
we're not doing video now. We're not, like,
I guess
what?
I get it, because they'll be missing out
on
money.
They're in a room.
Why? I guess they feel like they're missing out, right?
Well, so, yeah. Yeah, no, I get it.
I'd still do it.
And a couple of them, I won't say who, because first off, Rob Young, you're an awesome man. Also, I forget her name, Mrs. Rob Young, his wife. She came up and introduced herself, and very sweet.
She runs the show?
She's the... Rob, he told us. He's like, I know the hobby. She knows the business side.
She's the booker.
Cranking it out. Tony Hunter, a freaking pimp. Met Mrs. Tony Hunter as well. I didn't know he was married. And I really didn't. She said, she walked up. She said, do you already have your bracelet? And I said, I'm with Tony Hunter. And she said, well, I'm Tony's wife. And I'm like, what? Tony's married?
She went up to.
I didn't know that. So, Sting... First, that's what I was going to tell you with Sting. Again, thanks to Tony Hunter, I'm not showboating, but Tony Hunter and Rob Young, like, got us in, like, 30 minutes early before the signing started, and we got to, like, spend a little time with Sting.
Was he already in full regalia
yes.
when you go?
I was wondering about that. It's like, I don't want to sit here and try to talk to him while he's putting on his makeup because he's not going to be paying attention. Or I don't want, like, him sitting there, like, just Steve Borden. Because I've met him before, but the real get was... wearing the face, you know, him having the face paint on.
But were you kind of thrown off by the Van Dyke Sting has now?
I'd already heard that he had the big thick white goatee now, which is, I mean,
it was like Scott Steiner.
I think that's why he's saying now this would be his last year wearing the face paint. That and he's just tired of wearing it.
God, what if he was fat with a beard? I mean, it's still Sting. You would have taken the picture. But you would look like a, you know, ICP.
Oh Lord, he's gonna look like Shaggy Tudo. Stingy Tudo. That's not the brush with greatness, though.
What? Ooh. I was gonna ask if you walked down and saw, like, you know, Vicki Lawrence.
We got to go in the spot where when they walk in the building and then there's that little waiting hospitality area where they all just hang out. We got to go in there.
Oh man, you probably saw Gus Fring back there hanging out.
Dude, let me tell you, I had goosebumps, and I swear on my father's grave, for 30 minutes after this happened. And while there is no photographic proof, there's nothing more than the truth in my voice to tell you that I spoke. It was spoken to.
By this guy.
It's a total fabrication.
Nope.
Jonathan Frakes.
I did see him, though.
I am intrigued.
Gosh, do I tell you now who it is?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I said hello and spoke to and was spoken back to by someone, and it gave me chills for like 30 minutes.
Like, not, you know, not on accident, like, you know, spoken back to on purpose, like a real conversation.
No, it wasn't like, excuse me, I stepped on your foot. Yeah, damn you. It wasn't that.
It was like a real conversation.
I don't want to tell you who it is, but I will tell you what was said.
Was it male or female?
Female.
Oh. Okay.
I said, oh Lord, God bless you, Priscilla Presley.
Do you say
oh
Lord
my
or
God,
Lord?
I got chills.
And she said, thank you. Now, some would say she didn't bless me back. That's fine. That's Priscilla freaking Presley.
I got chills.
God, dude.
I mean, I get chills talking about it now. Like, it was, oh boy. It was something. It was something.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.